I believe that Jesus lives. I believe.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Heavenly Father, I ask you to open our minds and hearts to receive what you have given me to give to the people today. This I ask in the name of your firstborn Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, I told you I was going to get off this born-again thing, but I did say that I would do something else, and I want to show you where this going to heaven when you die is not so. We're not going to heaven. God's kingdom is going to be established here on earth. And I give it to you from my Bible, and I hope that your Bible has the same thing in it. I didn't write it, but I did read it, and I'd like to show it to you. Not that I'm so much sharper than the rest of you out there. It's just that I've applied myself and tried to learn what this Bible says and not so much what people say. And since this is the truth, I'd like to show you the truth that I found in this Bible. And maybe it would help somebody. I don't know. I'm just a tool that God is using. I believe that God told me to do this. That's why I'm doing it. Now, we go to Psalm chapter 2. I'm going back in history before Jesus ever came. This was over 1,000 years before Jesus came. Psalm 2. It says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Now, we'll go to Isaiah chapter 9, very familiar scripture. 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this place. Now we go to Daniel chapter 7. And we see where, and this is all talking about Jesus now, the same Jesus we worship every Sunday, you know. And it's talking about, this is all talking about Jesus. 9, chapter, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. This, I'm just going through part of this. You don't need to read the whole chapter so you can understand. And ask God to give you some understanding of this, because I could be wrong about it myself. You know, like I said, I'm just doing what I think God told me to do. And I do believe that God told me to do it. God forgive me if he didn't. Now, chapter 7, Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came from before him. 1,000,000 ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Now, we had this in our Sunday school lesson the first of this month or the last month. I can't recall just when. But anyway, let's go down to verse 13. This should establish who this is talking about. Verse 13 in Daniel 7 says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that will not be destroyed. Now, this kingdom was given to Christ, but where is this kingdom? It answers right here in Daniel 7, verse 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Now, this kingdom is going to be established on earth. I proved that to you. Look at Revelations chapter 1, verse 5. I got my Bible here in front of me. I'm turning just like you, only I know where it's at. But anyway, write it down in case you don't remember. Revelations chapter 1, verse 5. Oh, no, at Revelation chapter 10. That's another subject I had on my mind. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. That's why I say write this down. I'm trying to do this in a hurry, and you know how it is when you're trying to rush. You usually mess up something. But anyway, here it is. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Well, we'll start at verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue of people and nation. This is talking about, there's nobody else that fits this description but Jesus Christ. This is the same Jesus we talk about every Sunday. And verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall rule on the earth, not in heaven. We shall be kings and priests. That is, if we are born into the family of God. We cannot completely forget this born-again thing, because not everybody that's in the church And everybody that has the Spirit is not necessarily going to be born into the family of God. This does not apply. See, I like to shoot for the top myself. I shoot for the top prize. If I'm going to go in, I want to be somewhere. I don't have to be the best, but I'm going to try to be my best in anything I attempt to do. This is why I'd like to show you. And like I say, I don't have to be right. I don't have to be right. I could be wrong with a $3 bill with my picture on it, but I think I'm right. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So says this book here. And I want to show you, take a little time to explain to you why. It should be essential that you learn and know the Word of God, the truth of God, because, see, God's truth, a lot of what you're hearing is opinions, and opinions will never change the truth. But if you want to know the truth may, it will change your opinion. So some people don't know the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They're stuck on their opinions. Now, if you're stuck, one of those people that's stuck in your opinions, fine. Go on with your opinions. I'm still going to follow what I think is the truth. You follow what you think is the truth. And if this book we call the Bible is the truth, this is what I want to live by and what I want to pattern my life by, according to what God says in His Word. And Satan, at this time, is the god of this world. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 4, around verse 4 and 5, somewhere. Satan is the god of this world. Even Jesus acknowledged that he is the god of this world. But he had nothing in him. But Jesus came here not as his friend, but he came to remove him and take over the government. See, this is why people were so anxious to kill Jesus. But there wasn't so much. They knew he was the Son of God, but they didn't understand. They didn't understand. They were going to lose their jobs. That's what it was. It was a lot about position. They had these positions and the government. He was going to take over the government. Jesus is not coming here to take you back to heaven. He's coming back to take over this government on earth. That's what he's coming back for, to keep man from destroying himself. Man has got weapons now capable of destroying every living thing on the face of this earth. And that's why Jesus is coming back. Somebody's going to push the button and start this thing, and God's going to allow some people to go through the trials and tribulations that's going to happen when these things do happen. But the thing for us, if we know this Word and live, and we are in Christ, have the Spirit of God living in us, we can be delivered from this thing. We'll be able to endure this thing. This is the purpose for the Holy Spirit coming in the first place, was to teach us how to overcome the situations that come up in life. All these things that happen, and Satan is constantly putting out new things to distract you from this Word of God. That's why it's important for you to know this Word of God. If you turn your back on God's Word now, he's not gonna, you know, he says if you reject him, he'll reject you. So then the choice is up to you. The choice is up to us. I say us. I say you, talking like I'm exempt from this, but I'm not. The choice is up to me, it's up to you, whoever, each individual. Not just the church. Being in the church is fine. Like I say, I'm a member of the church. I support the church. I believe in the church. This is where God told us to assemble ourselves together in the church. This is why I go to church. Because I'm not the only person in the church that's truly seeking God. Not everybody going to church is seeking God, but some of us are doing that. And I don't know who it is, and I don't even bother myself trying to find out who's real and who's not. I could care less who's real or who's not. But the point is, I want to be real myself, and this should be your ultimate goal, is to be real yourself and have a sure relationship with your Creator. This is my reason for doing this. And I thank you for listening, but I'd like to hear from somebody. Just somebody. I don't care whether it's negative or positive, just let me know you're listening. and let me know.